We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We've talked plenty about Michigan men's basketball's freshman class. It's talented, well-balanced, geographically spread out, too. Yet, the Wolverines did stay in-state for one of their commits. Kobe Bufkin grew up in a Michigan family with a grandmother who loved the Fab Five. All he knew from a young age was the Block M and supporting Michigan. Kobe's in-person trips to Ann Arbor were mostly for football games, but he did get to a few games at Chrysler Center. Like so many Michigan fans, he was on the edge of his seat, taking in every moment of Trey Burke and that Wolverines' magical run to the national championship game in 2013. 5 years later, when Michigan was back on that stage, Kobe was still a fan, but he was starting to plot out his potential at the college level. Sure enough, here we are a few years later, and Kobe Bufkin is ready to embark upon his freshman season, his time here at the University of Michigan. It doesn't matter where you come from. Being at Michigan, it's a special place in your heart if you go to this school, if you are a fan of this school. But there is a difference when you grew up in this state and then you come to this university. For 18 years, Kobe Bufkin was a supporter of Michigan athletics. Now, all those he sat around at the Big House or at Chrysler Center or just watching a game at home in Grand Rapids, they are now supporting Michigan and a Block M wearing Kobe Bufkin. That's pretty darn cool. Let's hear from him, Kobe Bufkin. I'm excited to share this conversation with you here on this week's edition of Defend the Block.
We're talking Michigan basketball. Welcome to Defend the Block, where we'll take you inside the basketball programs with interviews, analysis, and so much more. Now, here's your host, Brian Bush.
One quick note to tell you about before we get going here with that Kobe Bufkin interview. Men's basketball 1-2-3 ticket packs went on sale on Tuesday, today, the day this podcast is coming out, for all season ticket holders, Michigan Athletics donors. Wednesday at 8:30, it's going out to the digital community for Michigan Athletics if you're subscribed to an e-newsletter, something along those lines. Thursday at 8:30, they go on sale to the general public. The 1-2-3 ticket packs start as low as $160, six total games, including one premium game, Michigan State, Ohio State, Illinois, or Minnesota. Check out mgoblue.com for more details for the 1-2-3 ticket packs. Season tickets are sold out, so this is the best way to try to come to multiple games this year, and I assure you, you're going to want to with this freshman class and this player we're about to talk to, Kobe Bufkin, our final freshman profile. It has been a blast chatting with these young men, and With Kobe, boy, you can see the potential. It jumps off the screen as you watch some of his film from high school. And what's going to be interesting here is how he will fit in this season. The decision from Eli Brooks to return for this bonus fifth year, the COVID year, may have affected Kobe as much as any freshman or any player potentially on this team. And yeah, it might dock some of his potential playing time this season, but it is a massive positive for him and for so many others on this team in terms of being able to learn from Eli Brooks both on and off the floor. Regardless, it's going to be fascinating to watch. So we talked to Kobe about Eli Brooks, talked to him about playing with a big like Hunter Dickinson, discussed the freshman class's camaraderie, and also his journey to Ann Arbor, which I alluded to a little bit off the top. And stay tuned afterward. We're going to put a bow on this entire freshman series with one clip, my favorite clip from every interview so far. But first, let's finish the profiles. And for that, here's Kobe Bufkin. Great to catch up with another member of this Michigan freshman class, and that is Kobe Bufkin. Kobe, how you doing, man? How's the first few weeks of fall semester going for you?
It's going well. I'm enjoying it. I'm actually about the Michigan Union right now doing some schoolwork, so it's going well.
What's been the most challenging class so far for you?
Probably my English class is the class I had the most work in, but it's not too bad.
Fair enough. Well, I know that you grew up around Michigan and Michigan basketball, and being a Michigan fan, being from Grand Rapids. What are your earliest memories of being a Michigan fan?
My earliest memory of being a Michigan fan is probably, of course, growing up, you know, when you get to that 4 or 5 year old age, you start understanding what's really going on. Just seeing my family cheer for the Block M every time they came on TV. And then when I got to like 8, me and my family start going to a football game every other year for my birthday. So those are my earliest memories probably.
Did you ever make it to any basketball games as a child?
Yeah, I made it to a couple. I didn't get to make it to any of the Trey Burke ones. I always wanted to go to when Trey Burke and Nate Stauskas was playing that year. But, I made it to a couple when I got older.
Was Trey the one that you really looked up to and that was maybe the player you tried to emulate when you were playing as a kid? What did he mean to you?
Nah, Trey was like – he was a lot of inspiration. That year specifically was like – I think that was probably the most like electrifying year in Michigan basketball for a while. But yeah, that was definitely the most entertaining Michigan basketball I've ever seen played.
So have you allowed yourself to think about the fact that now Trey and some of these other players, Nick Stauskas and more recently, a Xavier Simpson, something like that, they're watching you, they're pulling for you. Has that sunk in yet to you?
No, not really. I've been in the gym with Xavier visited, Franz, and then they visited. I haven't got to see Trey Burke. I think he's going to come around sooner or later. But, it's just fun being in the gym with those guys.
Who else did you watch as a kid? I mean, obviously, you're named after Kobe Bryant. I'm sure he was one of them. But him and others, who stands out to you as you were growing up that you really watched and tried to emulate?
Like you said, Kobe Bryant. First of all, and then obviously you grew up watching LeBron. You can't avoid watching him. He's a great player. The person I watch the most probably now though is Devin Booker, that's the person I've studied the most.
I know Saadi Washington was a consistent contact point for you through this recruiting process, both when John Beilein was the head coach and then Juwan Howard. What has Coach Washington meant to you before you committed and ever since you have?
Coach Saadi Washington is just an overall great dude. He makes you feel comfortable every time you talk to him. Prior to recruitment, that's exactly how I felt. I just feel like I can hold a conversation with him. A comfortable conversation as long as I needed to ask him about anything about the university. And the same when I got here, we stayed consistent. And he's just somebody you can go to if you need to know something.
And I have to imagine there's a connection too. He's from this state. He has played in this state. He has coached in this state. You're on that same path from Grand Rapids, now playing at the University of Michigan. It's special for anyone from any state, but I have to imagine that opportunity to play in your home state for your own school, that has to be a big reason why you wanted to be here, isn't it?
Yeah, just the family atmosphere is the biggest reason I committed to the University of Michigan. Every time I came up here, they made me feel like I was at home. So that might have been because my granny was up here with me, and she's a very big Michigan fan. But, you know, it was just a good environment.
How cool is that to share that with family members when you're going through this process, whether it's somewhere else or Michigan? I mean, that had to have been a thrill for your family to be a part of your recruiting process, no?
No, it's amazing to be able to share that experience with them. Definitely with my grandma. She's, ever since the Fab Five, that's when she kind of like locked on to the Michigan wave and everything Michigan now. She supports hockey, baseball, basketball, football. As long as it has the Blogger attached to it, she's repping for it. So, it's amazing to be able to share that with her.
Was Coach Howard her favorite member of the Fab Five before all this? And if not, is he now?
She loved them all equally. That's what she said. But now, of course, that's our favorite right now. Yeah.
Fair enough. I like that answer. Kobe, let's talk about your game. While watching film, you know, what I've loved about what I've seen is just your passing ability. That seems to jump off the screen. How have you developed specifically as a passer?
Just working on it. Passing, I feel like it's something that a lot of basketball players take for granted. You feel like that's just something you should have naturally just because you do it. But like I used to, as a kid, work on it a lot. Like that was my father's like main emphasis was passing the ball and ball handling, of course. I think that's where I got my development from. And then the vision on the court just comes from, I feel like, watching film and just understanding the game.
How much of that vision do you think was just, you know, given ability versus how well can you develop that? I have to imagine it's difficult to craft all of that. Some of it has to be given, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, all basketball players have time to have some sort of natural knack for the game. So I feel like that was just one of mine. I was God-given.
What's been fun about talking to you and some of the other freshmen is that very rarely when we talk about the favorite part of their game, it doesn't automatically go to scoring, and you would think that would be the case, but in talking to guys like Caleb or Musa, it's about defense or rebounding or attacking the basket. For you, it seems like passing is way up there. You know, Will Cheddar talked about just toughness and bringing that intensity. How do you see the other freshmen not necessarily all needing, hey, we'd love to score, right? But we want to bring other intangibles first.
I feel like it's just going to make our team that much better. Knowing that we have unselfish players that are willing to play together and do the extra things is going to make us a great team this year and the years to come.
What about your defense? That's always a difficult transition when you're going up levels, high school to college, college to the NBA. What are your strengths and weaknesses on the defensive side?
I feel like I'm getting better on the off ball right now, just mainly terminology and knowing where to be and when to be there. And then my strength, I feel like, is my on ball defense. I feel like I'm a great on ball defender.
How have you grown from a strength and conditioning perspective? You've been on campus since late June for most of it. I know you guys got a chance to get home a little bit, but do you feel when you're out there working out now the difference in your body, in your strength, in your conditioning now versus maybe 4 months ago before you started working with Coach Sanderson?
No, definitely. So that man is a top-tier guy. He does his job very well as our athletic trainers, Chris, coming from the Timberwolves. I just feel like we have a premier staff. They help me a lot.
I do want to touch on a few of your teammates before I let you go. And the obvious one to ask about you, ask to you first is Eli Brooks. He comes back for his fifth year. I've had multiple coaches and players call him another coach on the floor. What have you learned from him so far?
Eli is just the coach on the floor that you go to when you just feel like you're lost. Just watch him. He's being a fifth year guy. He's going to do it right. 99% of the time. So That's just a guy you go to coach on the floor.
Hunter Dickinson, we all saw what he did last year. How does he make your job as a guard easier?
I mean, anytime you're playing with a big – actually, Hunter is my first, like, real big, you know, like playing with somebody that's like 7 foot, true big man that's always down there to ready to catch it and post, but he can also stretch the floor. So playing with Hunter has been a joy for me, have the big target down low. Hunter just changes the game on all levels, defense and offense. So I've enjoyed playing with him.
Lastly, just the camaraderie of this freshman class. It's a big group, 7 in total. I know there's a lot made about the rankings and how well this staff has recruited, but on the personal side, on the off the court side, just how well have you gelled before getting to campus and since you've arrived?
No, we've gelled well. Obviously, a couple of my guys, Isaiah and Frankie, live with me. So we've gelled well. Me and Caleb, all of us, we just connect on all cylinders, on the court, off the floor, it doesn't matter. So we're enjoying our time here at Michigan, for sure.
I took enough of your study time. Get back to the books, all right?
All right. Appreciate it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Really, really thankful to have Kobe come on the show. And, well, there's no need to replay my favorite part of that interview. We're going to play the other 6 freshmen and my favorite cut from them here, but I got to establish it. And how cool was that story about his grandma being a huge fan of the Fab Five, saying, yeah, I support them all equally. But yeah, you have to imagine Coach Howard has pushed a little bit ahead of that there. So let's put a bow on this freshman series with every single player and my favorite thing that they said or that they talked about. We'll go from the furthest back to the most recent. And if you missed any of these, shameless plug, head back. They started in late July. We had a few breaks for some alumni or some coaches' interviews sprinkled in there, but they are still pertinent with the basketball season, still about a month and a half away. Our first freshman profile was with Caleb Houston, who was this team's top-ranked recruit according to most publications. And we learned that a guy some believe could be a first-round pick in the NBA draft as soon as next year has never attended a college game.
To be honest, I haven't even like thought of that, but like just seeing all the pictures on the wall of like the stadium's filled, I think it's going to be like surreal. Like I didn't take no visits, so I've never really been to a game, you know what I mean? Like any game of NCAA basketball. So I think it's going to be crazy, definitely, for the first time.
So you've never been to a college basketball game?
Yeah, like, no.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy for the first time with all the people in the stands and everyone going crazy. So I'm definitely excited.
And after seeing the Big House the last few weeks and other Michigan fall sports, getting back to games with fans here in Ann Arbor, it's been pretty emotional. A lot of goosebumps, right? And no doubt we're going to see something similar for the first games back in men's basketball and women's basketball at Chrysler Center. All right, so then I caught up with Musa Diabate, and I raved about his socially open mentality in the interview, after the interview. So I'll give you one more. So many have talked about Musa's defensive ability at this stage of his career, which is uncommon for a big man at this point. Here's part of the origin for that ability and his drive to be great at it.
I want to say that, like I said, just I want to be competitive. I don't want people to score on me. I don't like it. I hate it, actually. Okay. So whenever I feel like somebody's scoring on me, I just don't like it. So I remember when I started playing basketball, there was I don't know, that's kind of funny to me also. So there was that one guy that just kept on scoring on me, and like I just like at first I was just laughing, but like he got to a point where like I really started to like bite in, where like I was like, nah, I can't do that. So I just fouled him every single time. And then he got to a point where I was like, okay, now I got to understand, like, how to play defense. So at least, like, move. Because, like, he was smaller than me. And so I had to understand, like, how to, like, probably, like, get the angles or maybe wait for him to, like, get to the basket and trying to block him or whatever. And as the time went on, I understood that, like, yeah, like, I can play a little bit of defense. I can move a little bit better than, like, other big men.
I love that story. I love that mindset from Musa. Really intriguing young man on and off the floor. So the next week, when I chatted with Frankie Collins, I learned about a shared mindset between Frankie and at least the perception around head coach Juwan Howard. Frankie saw the doubt that people had when Coach Howard was hired here, and Frankie could relate.
That's the thing. When he came, no one thought he can do what he did. So, like, it's always the same with me. When I come somewhere, people always don't think of the best. They think of, like, okay, he's going, but is he really gonna do this? Is he gonna do that? Juwan shocked a lot of people, and I'm kind of the same way. So people always underestimate me. So when I come in, I always like to turn heads and shock people.
Yet another way Coach Howard can relate to players right there. On the same episode, I chatted with the least known member of this class, and that's walk-on Ian Burns. Michigan's secret weapon over the years has been its scout team. Burns eventually wants to play. Everybody does when you get to college basketball. I don't care what program and what background you have. But Burns understands that his initial role very well might be to replace the skill set and the knowledge and the team-first mentality of guys like CJ Baird, Rico Ozuna-Harrison, and Luke Wilson.
Well, I actually got to be able to have a pretty good relationship with CJ. I talked to him a couple times, and he's kind of told me what's about to come. And also Rico too. He sent me a couple texts, but just like, it's going to be hard. Obviously you're not getting the recognition, but that doesn't really matter to them. And that doesn't matter to me. It's just being able to help the team. And I mean, Franz, like you said, Franz, Mike, and all of them, like their role matters just as much as CJ and Rico and them helping getting ready for games like Michigan State and Wisconsin and Ohio State. Like, being on the scout team and getting everyone prepared for the game is just as important, because without them, like, they wouldn't really know what's coming.
It's great. Ian Burns understands he'll have to climb. So did Isaiah Barnes. His story, so fascinating, how he got to this point, amazing. From relative recruiting obscurity to what he has become now, here's part of the story behind it from Isaiah.
The huge jump was from my sophomore year to my junior year. You know, my sophomore year, I was like a 160-pound kid, you know, still trying to find my way. And then that summer was crazy. I was putting in so much work in the weight room, transforming my body. I probably gained like 25 pounds of muscle in over a year. And that summer, going into my junior year, I actually received my first big offer, which was from Illinois. And then throughout my junior year, I averaged like 27 and like 3 or something like that. And I still wasn't getting any looks. And then I received a tape, an 8-minute long tape. And it was basically like a rundown of everything I did in my junior season. And once that got sent out, you know, Kansas was the first one to call. And they're like, you know, where have you been at? Like, we apologize for not reaching out sooner. We didn't even know who you were. And so they, you know, did their homework, and that was my first real big offer. And then after that, it was just up from there. It was probably a new call like every other day or something like that.
Last but not least, Will Cheddar. Loved how he talked about his roots, growing up on a farm, knowing where he came from. So I asked him, what's the worst job on the farm?
By far the worst is stacking small hay bales in the barn, because they cut up your, cause they cut up your wrists like with a bunch of little scratches. And then when you're sweating, it just like stings. It's just like putting lemon juice in a cut. It's awful.
What's the earliest you started helping out? I mean, how old were you when they put you to work?
I would say like my earliest recollection is probably like first, second grade, but it wasn't anything like crazy. It was probably just like maybe like going out to feed like a calf or something. It wasn't anything like strenuous.
Okay. So, they slow rolled you in there. That was nice.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Some great clips, some great insight into all seven of Michigan's incoming freshmen in men's basketball, from chips on their shoulders to defensive acumen to hay in the barn. I really do hope you've enjoyed getting to know these young men a little bit more. Huge shout out to all of them for being willing and able, answering a lot of questions, talking for a while, in a unique part of their lives as they get ready to embark upon their college basketball careers. Really, they already have, but of course, we have to get to the games themselves. So thanks to all of them. Thanks to Tom Weirod for everything he did to make those episodes possible. Really great work from him. Thanks to all of you. Subscribe, rate, and review. Plenty more to do here this week on MGO Blue Podcast. If you missed it from Monday night, the radio replay of Inside Michigan Football, recapping the Northern Illinois game. Then Wednesday, it's another edition of In the Trenches. We'll have Conquering Heroes coming up on Thursday, and then our typical In the Trenches on Friday and Saturday. We had a 1 week gap on those keys of the game. It was for a good reason. I'm sure we'll get into that on Wednesday's episode of In the Trenches. But getting ready for homecoming, for Rutgers, for a fourth straight home game with a few more episodes of In the Trenches this week. That's it for me, Brian Bush. As always, thank you so much for listening to Defend the Block, and go Blue.
Thanks for listening to today's edition of Defend the Block, part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network. MGO Blue Podcasts. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa playsets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.